Today, in our review for the SIE exam, we're tackling the essential topic of municipal bond taxation. The most important feature of municipal bonds, or munis, is that the interest income they generate is almost always exempt from federal income tax. This is a huge advantage for investors, especially those in higher tax brackets. For example, if you receive $1,000 in interest from a corporate bond, you'll owe federal income tax on that amount. But if you receive the same $1,000 from a municipal bond, you owe nothing to the federal government. This tax-free feature is the primary reason people invest in them. However, the tax story doesn't end there. We also have to consider state and local taxes. The rule of thumb is that if you buy a municipal bond issued by your own state or a municipality within it, the interest will likely be exempt from your state and local income taxes as well. This is what's known as being triple tax-free. But if you buy a bond issued by another state, an out-of-state bond, your home state will probably tax that interest income. A good way to remember this is the phrase, "My state is great, your state I hate," for taxes. So, a resident of California buying a bond from the city of Los Angeles would likely pay no federal, state, or local tax on the interest. But if that same California resident buys a bond from New York City, they would still get the federal tax exemption, but would owe California state income tax on the interest. Because of these tax benefits, municipal bonds typically offer a lower interest rate than corporate bonds of similar quality. This creates a challenge for investors trying to compare them. To solve this, the SIE exam will expect you to calculate the tax equivalent yield. This formula tells you what a taxable bond would need to yield to be equal to a municipal bond after taxes. The formula is the municipal bond's yield divided by 1 minus the investor's federal tax bracket. Let's say a muni yields 4% for an investor in the 30% tax bracket. You would take 4% and divide it by 1 minus 0.30, which is 0.70. The result is a tax equivalent yield of about 5.71%. This means a corporate bond would need to pay at least that much to be a better deal for this investor. Now for a common trap the exam loves to set, which involves the alternative minimum tax, or AMT. While most municipal bonds are tax-free, there's an exception for what are called private activity bonds. These are bonds issued by a municipality to finance a project for a private entity, like a new sports stadium or an expansion for a corporation's headquarters. The interest income from these specific bonds is considered a tax preference item and can potentially trigger the AMT for high income earners. A helpful way to remember this is, if the bond is for a private party, the alternative tax might get started. So always check if a muni is a private activity bond. It's crucial to know that bonds financing essential public projects, like schools or sewers, are generally not subject to the AMT. Finally, do not confuse tax-free interest with capital gains. The tax exemption only applies to the interest income you receive from the bond. If you buy a municipal bond in the secondary market at a discount for $950 and later sell it for $1,000, that $50 profit is a capital gain, and it is fully taxable at the federal and state levels. The exam will test this distinction. So remember that only the coupon interest gets the special tax treatment.